Hey guys, I'm so glad you've joined us today, and I can't think of a greater privilege than sharing the Word of God and the vision that the Lord has given us as C3, as ministers, as individuals. And I'm praying that this Word will have such a deep impact on your soul, will refresh you, inspire you, feed you, and strengthen you in Jesus' name. Let's go to the Word. Hey, I'm so glad you joined today, and I'm looking forward to sharing with you this third installment of a mini-series on C3 Core Values. And this one is Connect Driven, where we actually would let our connections with one another actually shape our culture and shape the way we design our meetings, our church life, our conferences, and even our whole lives, to know that relationships occupy one of the highest levels in our lives. Jesus said, look, love God is number one, but love number two, love your neighbor, is pretty well up there with it as well. In fact, the term love God is only a few times in the New Testament, but love one another is virtually on every page in the New Testament. So how we actually relate to one another is a major focus of the Scripture and of Jesus' teaching. Ephesians 4, verse 14 to 16 says, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, even Christ. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. From the NIV. This says that when Christ is at the center of the body, He, from the head, every body who is linked to Jesus is going to find themselves linked to one another. God joins us with other people in this life to do our journey through life together with them. In fact, there's a scripture that we pretty well exclusively used for marriage, where we say, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. But it has a wider application than just marriage. Every one of us are going to find ourselves in the divine destiny of God to have certain relationships with other people who we resonate with. We feel a bonding with them. And in this life, one of the greatest gifts you could ever have is a person that you've emotionally bonded with. One of the tragedies of our modern world is the disjointedness that people have, the isolation and the dislocation people feel when they are living alone, living lonely lives. In some cities, it's like in our city, I know, it's a quarter of the population live alone, not with family or friends, just with a goldfish or something. God bless them. I wish that, you know, that people did not have this kind of aloneness. And it's only increasing, even though we have so many people on the earth, more than we've ever had before. Loneliness and aloneness are only increasing. Because if somebody wants to know how to paint a wall, they just go to YouTube or fix their bike or do this. Or you can dial an app and get somebody, a handyman, to come around and put your TV on your wall or whatever else, instead of like having enough friends in your world to come around, we'll have a painting party to paint the house and let's all get together and put the TV on the wall, or can you come and help me fix my car? In the doing of things together, fathers and sons bond, mothers and daughters bond, families bond when they actually do productive things and go on vacations together, etc. But when families start breaking apart, marriages start breaking apart, one of the deepest problems is that isolation. Because when people are on their own, depression and discouragement come so much easier. But when we're in fellowship with one another, we find encouragement and healing. We find inspiration and good health. And we think better. When you're with other people, your mind thinks together with them. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. The entire New Testament is about a body working together. It's not about individuals living out their heroic lives. It's about entire body is called the church, moving together in harmony and unity, in agreement by the power of the Holy Spirit. So this scripture that we looked at is saying, when the whole body is joined together and supported and supplying to one another with muscles and joints and ligaments, it grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So the whole idea of being joined together is so that we might actually work together. And as soon as we do that, we get growth. When one member's doing this and another member's doing what they're called to do, another member's doing what they're called to do, it is amazing. I don't know if you've ever tried those three-legged races. We used to do them when we were a kid. And running in harmony with the person next to you means you got to have patience and be prepared to stay at their pace, etc. It is not easy because you've got to actually get into a harmonious agreement with them in the way you run. That's like working together in the body of Christ. The second thing that improves is our effectiveness. I know we've got movies galore about Rambo and individuals who save the world. But it's just not true. It's you and I know that everything happens because of a team working together. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some people is." Look, if I take off my watch and I undo it and take out all the cogs and the wheels and the springs and everything else, and I have them there as a pile and I gather them, that's called a gathering. But if I actually assemble them, then I've got a watch that works. It's going to tell me the time. And that's what the scripture says, assemble yourselves together so that we are all doing our part and we're able to actually send a message to the world around us. We get a greater level of victory. Leviticus 26 verse 8 says, 5 of you will chase 100 and 100 of you will put 10,000 to flight. So just a few people working together in agreement and harmony are going to find themselves putting to flight the enemy. And then Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9, 2 are better than 1 because they have a good return for their labor. One guy can't pick up a piano, but 2 can. One person can't hang a painting on the wall when trying to get the wire behind it, but 2 can. And so 2 are going to always accomplish a whole lot more. And in terms of defense, it says a threefold cord is not easily broken. You can have 1 twig and snap it easy. But when you put 10 twigs together, it's not so easy. And always the person who is isolated is vulnerable to the enemy. When you're watching the nature programs, the lion isn't going to chase after the middle of the herd. They're looking for the stray, the limping one, the weak one who's just got cut off from the flock, and they go and attack that one. And so being together has a level of protection and guidance about it that we can't get just on our own. Also, being together creates a place of power. Matthew 18, verse 19, if 2 of you agree on earth concerning anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. The place of agreement is the place of power. When we're together, God lives amongst us. Ephesians 2, 22, through him, you Gentiles are joined together as part of this dwelling where God lives by his Spirit. Genesis 28, verse 17, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. When we're together, we are the house of God, but also it's where heaven comes to earth and where earth goes to heaven. It's the gate of heaven. Because of the effectiveness and the incredible power of a people who walk together in agreement and unity, the devil will try and create division. He tries to dislocate people, get them offended so they can't forgive, they're wounded and hurt, and they walk away. We need to constantly be forgiving everybody everything they've ever done to us, which is a statement I say most days of my life, many days. I will say I forgive everybody everything they've ever done. I'm not holding a grudge against anybody. So when I see them, I'll be able to smile, a free smile. And when people want to gossip to me or criticize me, I don't want to hear it. I say, can we talk about something else? Is there, you know, and if they say, look, I shouldn't tell you, I say, well, don't. But it can be so tasty, so delicious to listen to some sweet little piece of gossip. But that doesn't help you the next time you meet that person. You kind of look it down your nose and think, oh, I know about you. But then you meet them and they're actually not that bad. And you find that their reputation got smeared by somebody else who's just trying to slander them. And this all creates division and weakens the church. So when I say we are connect-driven as a core value, and it's one of the top three values, it's because of the power to build the church, and we are called to walk together. So we must pursue unity and live in harmony with one another and find the points of agreement rather than those points of disagreement. Rather than always trying to argue and not get along with people, find the ways to get along, the points where you do agree, and build on them. And we will find that we therefore build the church that God has called us to build in this hour. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today. Check out more content on the C3 Church Global Instagram and YouTube page. C3 is a movement of many hundreds of churches around the world, Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and connect-driven. So wherever you are around the world, I encourage you to find a C3 church near you. See you again soon.